Welcome to the English Weekly Podcast, brought to you by 9.09er English, where you get your dose of useful insights and practical tips on how to improve your English. I'm your host, Irvin, and for Season 4, we are going to feature the representatives of various agencies and consultancies assisting candidates with their overseas application. In this episode, we have a special guest from Health Carousel Philippines Marketing Department, Ms. Belle Mendiola. Good morning, Ms. Belle.
Good morning, Sir Irvin. Thank you for having us here, Health Carousel Philippines. It is an honor to be part of this episode.
So ladies and gentlemen, we want to give everyone, all of our listeners worldwide, an idea that Health Carousel Philippines has been working in this or has been in the industry for more than 2 decades already. So you are sure that you are in good hands. But in particular, what specifically does Health Carousel do? So now let's ask Ms. Belle to give us an overview of the main services offered by Health Carousel Philippines.
All right. So Health Carousel Philippines is an agency, and we are looking for Filipino registered nurses and medtechs who are aspiring to go to the United States. Now, should these healthcare workers qualify in one of our programs, we will process everything that's needed in their U.S. application. Of course, that includes sponsoring an EB3 immigrant visa. Well, our assistance will begin from the time they sign up until their deployment to the United States. Now, for our RN program specifically, we cater to both NCLEX and non-NCLEX passers, since we do sponsorship and reimbursement for the NCLEX exam.
For our listeners worldwide, I just want to give you an idea that when I started teaching in this industry in 2006, almost everyone wanted to go to the United States of America. It's just that For quite some time, there was retrogression in U.S. visa application. However, in 2020, there was a complete turnaround because that was when the processing for United States became current. So for those of you who are listening for the very first time, what's the difference between retrogression and current? Imagine you are going to the bank. When there is retrogression, you are given a priority number and you have to wait for your turn. So this means to say that you have to be patient. It's just that in the last 3 years, there is no retrogression. Everything is current. So when you go to the bank, there is no line, but you will be accommodated right away. So I always believe in the perfect timing. And for 3 years now, it's possible for the applicants to go to the United States in just a matter of, 8 months to 11 months, provided that they have passed their nursing examination, which is the NCLEX, and the other one, which is the English examination. So most of the nurses going to the United States, even the medical technologists, prefer to take either IELTS or PTE. Now, let's move on to the next question, because I have given our listeners worldwide an idea that USA was actually the most popular destination when I started teaching 17 years ago. Now, I'll ask Ms. Belle, what then is the edge of the United States over the other countries, namely Canada, UK, Ireland, Australia, and New Zealand?
Mm-hmm. Well, first, in terms of education, Philippines educational system is on par with that of the US. So there is no need to study again or complete certain units in school to be able to work in the United States. Because in other countries, right, you need to be able to study first before you can work.
Agree.
Now, second, US gives the opportunity for these healthcare workers to become immigrants right away once the petition we filed has been approved. So eventually, if you are interested to, you know, become a citizen in the United States, if you choose to be one, you can apply. You can apply in their country to be a citizen. And then that can happen after 5 years of living there. Unlike in other countries, I believe no matter how long, how many years you've worked there, becoming a citizen will not be an option for you.
Agree.
Lastly, for these healthcare workers, they can bring their qualified dependents and can be filed the same immigrant visa that the healthcare worker will be filed for.
I'd like to echo what Ms. Belle mentioned earlier. Knowing that I've been teaching for nearly 17 years now, There are certain countries that only offer guaranteed employment. However, you are not an immigrant, you are not a permanent resident when you enter. You have to apply for that status maybe after 4 years or after 5 years. In the same way, there are countries that grant you immigrant status or permanent residency upon arrival. However, you are on your own to look for an employer. What's the main difference? USA offers both. So you're hitting two birds with one stone. With EB3, this is employment-based immigrant visa. When you arrive in the United States, you get to, number one, enjoy the status of being an immigrant or a permanent resident. Plus, number two, you have a guaranteed employment, which means to say when you apply for a visa, you don't have to think of your airfare, and accommodation is usually sponsored totally free of charge for the first month. And this is the best part. You don't need to submit a bank certificate or a bank statement as proof of funds. There is no show money required, unlike in other countries that you need to submit such a document. And what did Ms. Bell emphasize earlier? If you're going to other countries, you need to study. But in the United States of America, because Philippine education is at par with American standards, you don't have to go through the rigors of studying for 2 years or let's say 6 months just to work in the United States as a registered medical technologist or as a registered nurse. One thing more, you actually get to bring your kids and your spouse. Your spouse and kids are also granted immigrant status and permanent residency, and this is the best part. Even if your spouse, a dependent, is not going to take the IELTS or any English examination for that matter, your spouse can actually work full-time. This is the reason why I always say this in class or Facebook Live sessions or videos on YouTube and TikTok. For me, USA offers the best benefit. Having said that, USA offers all of these advantages, and we've established earlier that Health Carousel is more than 20 years old already, that leads us to the next question. What are the selling points of Health Carousel, and why must the applicants consider Health Carousel over the other companies?
Right. So I always tell my candidates that when looking for an agency, you should look for a POEA licensed one. True. To make sure that you will be in good hands, right? Or you are not dealing with illegal activities, right? So Health Carousel is one. We are licensed by POEA to operate legally in the Philippines. And actually, because of POEA, we are not allowed to collect any processing and placement fees in this application. So that's another perk. Rest assured that you will not be shelling out any centavo in this application. Well, except for your requirement, of course. But in terms of processing, we got you. Okay. Also, we've been deploying nurses for more than 20 years now, as Sir Irvin mentioned earlier. Well, we've deployed thousands of healthcare workers under our Passport USA program. So I would say our tested credibility in deploying these healthcare workers would be one. Also, wouldn't you want to sign up with an agency who is certified by CGFNS as an ethical recruitment agency, right? Lastly, we are ISO certified and the first international advocate of the DAISY Foundation.
Wow. With all of those benefits and perks being offered by Health Carousel, for sure, Health Carousel Philippines Incorporated is the number one choice of medical technologists and registered nurses going to the United States of America. No wonder why Health Carousel is actually our co-presenter for our event this coming May 6 at Dusit Thani Makati. It's the 9.09 or 16th anniversary extravaganza. We call this the Grand IELTS OET and PTE Fair, where you get to receive a free book, a free online course. At the same time, we are raffling off grand prizes like free IELTS exam, free PTE exam, free OET exam, and we're expecting more than 250 attendees. So guys, mark your calendars. That's May 6, 2023, Saturday, 12 noon to 5 p.m. at Dusit Thani Makati, with Health Carousel as our co-presenter. So, Let's move on to the next talking point. What are the perks when Health Carousel applicants enroll for IELTS or PTE review with 9.09er? Do they have to pay for the review or is this sponsored by Health Carousel? Let's talk about the process.
When a healthcare worker signs up with us, they don't have an English exam yet, we do sponsor the actual IELTS and PTE exam. Of course, for us to help them ace the exam, we have partnered with a prestigious review center. So the review materials that we provide the nurses for free is, of course, from 9.09er. So all the review materials are from 9.09er. Wouldn't you want to get those, right, for free? Provided by Health Carousel.
That's the magic word, free. Like what I've mentioned, I've been doing this for the longest time, and after teaching for nearly 2 decades, most agencies for that matter do not pay for the review. What they do is reimburse the examination expenses once you arrive in the target destination of US, UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Ireland. But Health Carousel is one of the few companies in the world, I'm saying in the world for that matter, that pays for the review up front. Meaning to say, you don't have to think of preparing 4,000 pesos for your unlimited review package for IELTS or PTE, because from the very beginning, Health Carousel is paying for the review fee. So, I know for a fact, because there are more than 50 partners of Niner, but it's only Health Carousel paying for the review fee from the very beginning. And this is an added perk. No wonder why last year, Health Carousel was able to set the record for the highest number of deployment of nurses and medical technologists in or going to the United States. Well, I'm not in the position to disclose the figure, but last year they were able to set that record. That's why 9.09er is a proud partner of Health Carousel Philippines Incorporated. Now, as we approach the last 3 talking points, I'm sure you want to know more about going to the US with the help of Health Carousel. So, Ms. Bell, are you conducting webinars or trainings, online trainings for that matter, in the next few weeks, in the next few days, or in the next few months?
Yeah, definitely. So we conduct different master classes wherein we invite top caliber speakers like Sir Irvin here, Sir Brian. So these master classes are free webinars and trainings that we provide our candidates to help them prepare for the exam. Actually, we have an event. Actually, it's past due already. I hope you were able to catch that. Mm-hmm. That was last March 9. We were in collaboration with 9.09. And it's about our candidates' English exams. So we did that from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yes, like what Ms. Bell mentioned, we do this regularly. So if you are not able to attend the March 9 masterclass, definitely one is coming up soon. All you have to do is to coordinate with Health Carousel, talk to your program advisor for the next available schedule. That is if you live outside, or that is if you live in Metro Manila. Now, there are people who want to attend face-to-face events. Well, this is the irony of it all, because before COVID or before the pandemic, people outside of the Philippines were looking for online programs, but that was when it wasn't so popular. Then during the time of the pandemic, apparently no big events, no face-to-face conventions, and that was when people were looking for online webinars. But now that the pandemic is under control, yes, it's time once again to conduct face-to-face events. So we're done with the online webinars, but Ms. Bell, do you have upcoming face-to-face events in the Philippines?
Yes, I am very excited to invite all the registered nurses and medtechs to join our upcoming US grand recruitment in Manila and in Cebu. Actually, we do this thrice yearly, so you have 3 chances to join. But the nearest or the first one will be coming up very soon here in Manila. We will be in Discovery Suites from March 20 to 21. That's 2 days from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. while in Cebu, it will be held at the Radisson Blue Hotel from March 23 to 24 for 2 days also. So what you have to do, if you're interested, if you want to see our clients, if you want to be interviewed by these clients, learn more about the program, you just need to sign up on the link that we have provided on our Facebook page. And on the day of the event, just bring your resumes and your PRC IDs.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to ask Ms. Bell, is it possible for us to share to our listeners worldwide the website, the email, the mobile number, or social media accounts of Health Carousel?
Of course. We would be glad if you can visit our website. It's at www.healthcarousel.ph. If you are very eager to learn more about the program, to be able to talk to a recruiter, go ahead and email us at ph.recruiter@healthcarousel.com. And if you want to know more updates or probably see testimonials from our deployed candidates, you can check out our Facebook page, which is Health Carousel Philippines Inc. Now, if you want to see fun content, you know, educational content and everything else in between, we also have Instagram and TikTok. So it's at Health Carousel PH.
Thank you for that. It has been a fruitful 15 minutes, and I'm sure, guys, now you have an idea what must be your first step if you have plans of going to the United States. Health Carousel is just a visit away. The main office is located in Ortigas. So, what are you waiting for? Register now for our May 6 event at Dusitani, the Grand IELTS, OET, and PTE Fair of 9.09er, co-presented by Health Carousel. Hopefully, you were able to get something from our discussion. So, we'll see you in our next episode. But for now, we'd like to say bye!
Bye.